Is your PSA count high? Half of all men over 50 have an enlarged prostate. You can shrink your prostate without harmful drugs or risky surgery. The secret to healing the prostate is to cleanse the prostate and the liver. Call Apothecary Herbs to ask about the Prostate Kit for a comprehensive way to heal and soothe your prostate. Educate yourself on how easy it can be to disinfect, cleanse, and restore your prostate gland. Call Apothecary Herbs for the Prostate Kit and successfully reduce swelling, inflammation, dissolve stones, and cleanse the blood to obtain the results you need. Money-back guarantee with every purchase. Call the experts in organ cleansing. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the Prostate Kit and empower yourself. Toll free 866-229-3663 for international callers 704-875-8010. That's toll free 866-229-3663 or visit the web at thepowerherbs.com. Don't make the aspirin mistake. Aspirin was discovered by mistake during World War II and suppresses your immune system and prevents blood clotting. Don't expose your body to risk when you can use a natural inflammation and pain reliever called Extra Strength Pain Relief by Apothecary Herbs. Discover the power this formula has with salicin to enter the system in 60 seconds to work hard and relieve pain for 12 hours. Whether it's arthritis, sports injury, or flu, you can relieve aches, pain, and swelling with our Extra Strength Pain Relief formula. Call Apothecary Herbs now, toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at the 3Ws.thepowerherbs.com. Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate for those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad spectrum immune boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Call Apothecary Herbs toll free 866-229-3663 or online thepowerherbs.com. That's 866-229-3663 or thepowerherbs.com.
To Herb Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day. We're here to empower you here on Herb Talk. So glad you've joined us on American Voice Radio. We've got a great show. We're going to be talking about soap and what that may have anything to do with the Affordable Care Act. Soap and Obamacare. What could it be? Well, we're going to find out. And let's see, we also have blood pressure that we could talk about this hour, and we'll see how much time we have left over. We might get into some herbs like peppermint, one of those wonderful, refreshing type of herbs, and what does that do for you medicinally. So we're going to look at that. Let's see what else we have coming up, though. Coming up, we just had Dr. Paul on about his piggy paste. If you missed Tuesday's show, hit the archives. It's all about nail fungus and natural way to get rid of that. But coming up next Tuesday is Dr. Rebecca Carley. She'll be here on the 20th, so hope you can join us. And then the following Thursday, a week from today, on the 22nd, we're going to be, we're going to be talking with Melanie Cederstrom. Yeah, from Discount Gold and Silver Trading. She's going to be here to kind of give us a heads up about, you know, if you're thinking about backup currency, what should you look for? Who, you know, and how do you not get taken? That kind of stuff. So a lot of great things ahead, and how to protect your wealth and your health and all kinds of good stuff. And we do have a quack report, but before we get to that, big salute and Semper Fi, praying for righteous men and women in our military, because we have a few of those, right? And I'm seeking the Lord's face daily in a humble position, hitting the knees, and asking for righteous men and women to rise up in America, to start standing up for righteousness' sake. You know what that is. When your inner being, when your instincts say, this is wrong, it's time to stand up. It's time to say no to tyranny. It's time to say no to wickedness. And you can spot the wicked. They want to control you. They want to take what's yours and control that too. So need to start standing up and seeking the Lord's faith. We're going to ask for the Lord to help us out. And if it's his will, he'll join in and set things straight. But it's our job to ask. So mind the time. It grows short, folks. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. Thanks, Frank. What do we have in the quacker? Florida, going to go to Florida. You know, Florida, they have a lot of mosquitoes down there. City officials there in the Florida Keys, guess what they're doing? Well, they're trying to cut down on the mosquitoes, so they're gonna get some drones involved. That's right. The little flying robots are going to be equipped with infrared cameras to help locate areas where mosquitoes like, you know, to conjugate, socialize, shallow water pools, that kind of thing. And then they can be mapped and then, you know, send in some folks down there on the ground to take care of those, you know, areas where mosquitoes like to habitat. So now if you need another reason why Florida is a mosquito-ridden place, well, they have 40 types of mosquitoes in the Keys, and they tend to transmit some diseases, though, like malaria, dengue fever, and even dog heartworm. So get the repellent out if you're going down there. What else is up in the quack report? Gardasil developer, one of the doctors, one of the lead researchers involved in developing two of the vaccines for the human papillomavirus, the Gardasil by Merck and the Cervavix by GlaxoSmithKline. Well, this doctor admitted in 2009 that these two vaccines are pretty much useless and are more dangerous than the very conditions in which they are used to prevent. That's right. Dr. Diane Harper, a key developer of Gardasil, is on record as having cleared her conscience about this fraudulent vaccine, which has been shown to be both ineffective and dangerous. She reveals that the Gardasil and the Cervavix do nothing to prevent cervical cancer. She says, quote, the rate of serious adverse events from Gardasil is on par with the death rate from cervical cancer, admitted Dr. Harper. And also went on to say Gardasil has been associated with at least as many serious adverse events as there are deaths from cervical cancer developing each year. She did also add that the U.S. Center for Disease Control, they're underreporting the deaths by Gardasil, which has given the illusion that the vaccine is somehow safe. Dr. Harper dropped this bomb on reporters that the public health benefit from getting vaccinated with Gardasil is zero, nothing. There's no benefit. No reduction in cervical cancers, plus you may be, you know, opening yourself up to side effects, adverse events. Dr. Harper is on the record as having told attendees at the 4th International Public Conference on Vaccination that the vast majority of HPV infections resolve themselves on their own within a year, and nearly all of them within 2 years. She also admitted that an extremely small number of people experience symptoms from papillomavirus. Now, Harper later retracted her admissions, and we could just speculate why. All right, moving along. Speaking of vaccines, we're going to talk about hepatitis B. It's in the news. Vietnamese health department there has ended the use of hepatitis B vaccines throughout the entire country of Vietnam. The decision was made after three different families lost their newborn babies after they were inoculated with the standard proven hepatitis B vaccination. The three babies died on July 20th. The cause of their death is listed as anaphylactic shock. Officials from the Vietnamese National Expanded Program on Immunizations, they reported that the vaccines were not expired, they were properly stored, and they were properly administered. However, weirdly enough, the chairperson of the program asked parents to keep calm and to continue vaccinating their kids. So the families of the deceased infants, how's this? Guess what? The families that lost their precious babies have been offered free medical care from the same hospital responsible for administering the deadly vaccine to their infants. Nice, huh? Now, hepatitis B is a viral infection of the liver that's transmitted through direct contact with infected body fluids. So the highest at risk are really not babies unless the mother's infected. The high risk categories are really 20 to 50 year olds who have sex with multiple partners or men who engage in sodomy. So other high risk factors include receiving infected blood transfusions. Dr. Jane Ornett, member of the Association of Family American Physicians and Surgeons, testified before Congress that for most children, the risk of serious vaccine reaction may be 100 times greater than the risk of the hepatitis B. So what she's saying is infants don't get hepatitis B. They're at a greater risk of the side effects of the vaccine than they are with the possibility of getting the hepatitis. By the way, what they've said that there's like over 66,000 complaints from people since 2012 who received the vaccine, and the adverse events include convulsions, lupus, multiple sclerosis, and Guillain-Barré syndrome. 1,500 people have died from the hepatitis B vaccination, and soon, guess what? The death rate from the vaccine may outnumber those who have hepatitis B disease. Now, what's in that shot? Well, here's the list. You have formaldehyde, you have glutathionhydride, aluminum hydrate, and aluminum phosphate, polysorbate 80, niacinamycin sulfate, polymyobin B, yeast protein, calf serum, fentanmedian, which is a bovine extract, modified Latham, which is a bovine cecin, modified strainer scolate liquid, whatever that is, potassium aluminum sulfate, amorphous aluminum, hydrophosphate sulfate, sodium borate, and guess what? Cells from monkey kidneys. Doesn't that sound yummy? That's what you're putting in your kit. Something to talk with Dr. C about next time. Last but not least, in the Quack Report, Facebook. Anybody out there using that? I don't have a Facebook. Thank the Lord, you know. I have a website. I don't have time for Facebook. But, hey, a new study shows that Facebook may help people feel connected. But guess what? The study said it doesn't make them happier. That's right. According to the research conducted by the University of Michigan, Facebook use will actually decline a person's well-being, according to them. The study used 82 young adults, all of whom had smartphones and Facebook accounts. The researchers sampled them. They measured how the users think and felt and behaved, and they texted them at random times 5 days a week for about a couple of weeks, 2 weeks. And each time they texted them, they had a link that they would go and fill out a survey about 5 questions, including, you know, how the Facebook user felt at that moment. Were they worried? Were they lonely? Whatever. So the study concluded that the more the subjects used Facebook during one time period, the worse they felt. So they're going to conduct more. Well, there's a lot of bullying, I know that, from young people over that thing, and people just get angry. So why? I don't know. I think it's just, I don't think you're connecting with people. Face-to-face is a good thing. Try that. And that wraps the Quack Report.
That's all, folks.
Thank you, Frank. Alrighty. We're going to talk about Obamacare and soap. I know you're probably sick of hearing about Obamacare, you know, but it's been in the news lately, you know, talking about, you know, people signing up and all that's the exchanges and people, some people are excited, you know, the 20-somethings are all signing up, whatever. Let's talk about it. Because what in the world could the Affordable Care Act, also known as Obamacare, have in common with SOAP, S-O-A-P? Well, there are many physicians across the United States concerned about how the new healthcare laws will change the way they practice medicine. Now, it's bad enough when medical insurance companies deny payment for treatments, but now doctors are worrying that the forced collaboration between them and the government is going to be too stifling. So let's take a look and see what your doctor is afraid of and what you can do. Let's talk about this SOAP, S-O-A-P. You know, Americans have come to rely on the idea that their doctor knows best, right? It is medically known as SOAP. It's an acronym for your typical physical exam that your doctor performs, and it stands for subjective, which is the patient's complaint, objective, which is the doctor's findings, assessment, which is the overall picture, and the plan, which is your doctor's protocol of treatment, stands for SOAP. So it's subjective, objective, assessment, plan. Now, apparently, the Affordable Care Act will subjugate this process. Some insurance companies, such as Blue Cross and Blue Shield, are actually changing some of that. And the new acronym from them is MEAT, M-E-A-T, stands for Managed, Evaluated, Assessed, Treated. So what this means is that no longer will physicians be able to run tests to rule out conditions, especially if the patient expects the insurance company to pay for the treatment. So the process of elimination, also known as rule out, for physicians to, you know, determine the illness, is no longer going to be accepted. So no doubt the insurance companies are beginning to take advantage of the Affordable Care Act to deny what has been known as your standard medical protocols. Now, anyone who has watched the medical TV show House, you know, knows that humans can be complicated and not everyone fits the diagnostic mold. And this is what your physician is afraid of, diagnosing ailments with fewer tests and having to implement the SWAG method, S-W-A-G. Have you heard of that one? It stands for Scientific Wild Ass Guess. Yeah. Exactly. Well, and there's more. There's more to be revealed here. Now, just recently, we were told that the government is not ready to launch all of the Obamacare and have suspended the employer mandates for employee coverage while secretly lifting a provision which limits the out-of-pocket expense to those already covered with medical insurance. So this has removed the limits on deductibles, copays, and possibly what insurance companies end up paying for your care. So currently, with insurance, are getting their explanation of benefits called EOBs, where the medical charges are denied or they were applied to their deductible while their premiums go up. So people are asking, why would I pay $300 a month for insurance if it won't pay for the in-network physicians for an eye exam or to treat an ingrown toenail? Well, they forget that they're paying for the subsidized portion of those on the free health care under Obamacare. So folks in fairly good health, you know what? They're reasoning that they can cancel their expensive health insurance, save the $3,600 premium a year, and pay their physicians directly and still be ahead. That's right. By the way, doctors are now giving patients who have no insurance and pay out of pocket directly a discount on care. So make sure you ask for it. Mm-hmm. Now, savvy consumers can also take a few extra dollars a month and apply it to increasing the medical coverage part of their auto insurance. So you can even get what is called no-fault insurance. It's a rider, which in the event of an accident, you get a lump sum amount of money to cover your medical costs. And it is nice to have some immediate cash like that to pay your doctors while you process an auto insurance claim. Now, for instance, for less than $300 a year, you can get a $10,000 no-fault lump sum towards your medical expenses, which costs $21 a month on your homeowner auto insurance policy. So, you know, if you're out driving around, you know, just increase that health care premium there on your auto insurance. And so if you're in a wreck and you look like Humpty Dumpty, hey, you're covered. Yeah. You are absolutely covered on that. Okay, let's understand some things. Let me ask you, do you understand health insurance overall? Because when the government takes over a third of the U.S. wealth, known as health care, most Americans don't have a clue what's going to happen. According to new research from Carnegie Mellon University in Pittsburgh, 14% of survey respondents didn't understand their current insurance and the basic principles of deductible, copay, coinsurance, and out-of-pocket limits. So when you are insured, so much is out of the patient's hands when it comes to insurance paying your bills. You are at the mercy of how doctors code procedures and how your insurance company interprets medical notes and procedures. So your treatment is coded by ICD-9 and CPT codes that only those in the medical and insurance industry understand. And what folks do understand is this. Their medical costs are going up along with their premiums, and they are looking for an escape hatch. So Americans should be very worried when they hear, I'm with the government and I'm here to help. Mm-hmm. And what about those 26 states? There are now 26 states that have officially refused to comply with the Affordable Care Act, and President Obama has responded with financial hits to those health insurance companies in those states. So the feds will charge those companies 3-5% on the sale of those policies, which will then, you know, the insurance company is going to pass it on to the consumer. So the longer they hold out, the higher the premiums for consumers will go. So economic and insurance experts predict a 500% increase, forcing many consumers into the Obamacare, the one-payer system. So, you know, it's a mess. It is. You know, I agree that the Affordable Care Act is a train wreck, but that is the purpose behind the whole thing. Destroy the healthcare free market, a third of America's wealth, so the government can step in and save you with even more control and poverty. Now, the elderly and the chronically ill units, no longer called patients, by the way, under Obamacare, you're called a unit, who believe that they'll receive exit care if they go to the hospital under Obamacare, are probably right. The morphine drip is awaiting you. So I want you to check out, we have a few minutes here. I guess our magical engineer is ready. We have a 2011, a small clip here. It's an interview that Mark Levin did on his show. Let's take a listen.
Country, how are you listening? Or did you just
I'm
pick up the
listening.
Phone?
Can you hear me?
I can hear you, sir.
Okay, sorry. Yeah, I'm driving, actually. I'm from Chicago to Detroit. But yes, I heard you talking earlier about the government not knowing how to make pencils, and then you talked about brain surgeons, and I happen to be a brain surgeon. So I found your topic quite interesting, and actually just returned from Washington, D.C., where we were reading over what the Obama health care plan would be for advanced neurosurgery for patients over 70, which we all found quite disturbing because as our population gets older, the majority of our patients are getting over 70 that require stroke therapy or aneurysm therapy. And basically what the document stated was if you're over 70 and you come into an emergency room and you're on government-supported care, that you get comfort care.
And wait a minute. What document and where did you hear? What's the source for this?
This is Obama's new health care plan for advanced neurosurgical care.
And who issued this? HHS?
Yes. And basically, they don't call them patients, they call them units. And instead of, they call it ethics panels or ethics committees would get together and meet and decide where the money would go for hospitals and basically for patients over 70 years of age that advanced neurosurgical care was not generally indicated.
So it's generally going to be denied?
Yes, absolutely.
All right, let me ask you this. Is this published? Go ahead.
If someone comes in at 70 years of age with a bleed in their brain, I can promise you I'm not going to get a bunch of administrators together on an ethics panel at 2 in the morning to decide that I'm okay to do surgery.
Let me ask you this. Is this published somewhere where the general public, in other words, a pedestrian like me, can get a hold of it? No?
Not yet.
So this was discussed just with your community of neurosurgeons?
Yes, exactly. The AANS and CNS, the American Association of Neurosurgeons and the Congress of Neurosurgeons, because everybody knows cuts are coming in medicine and reimbursement, and we're the most expensive out of all the fields in medicine, and we're the smallest field. But at 2, 3, 4 in the morning, we're the ones that are in the operating room, and we have to wait for an ethics panel to convene, which are not made of physicians, which are made of administrators, to decide whether a patient should receive our care.
So Sarah Palin was right. We're going to have these death panels, aren't we?
Oh, absolutely. I'm German by heritage, and I've read the Rise and Fall of the Third Reich, and basically if they call them, they don't call them patients, they call them units. And if you're a unit above a certain age, you get comfort care instead of advanced neurosurgical intervention.
Now, this you went to a seminar in Washington, D.C.?
Yeah, where a few of my former partners, two of them, have gone to work for, is running the VA system, and one is head of the Congress of Neurosurgeons out of D.C.
And this information is based, you're certain, on representations and information provided by HHS and other government officials?
Yep.
And when will the rest of us become aware of it? After the election?
Probably. I mean, if, you know, there's so many things that the government keeps under control that are used in surgery called HUD devices or humanitarian use devices that we're allowed to use now because they haven't undergone full FDA approval. And they're just used in surgery because people know it's the right thing to do, but the government can step in at any time like they did 2 months ago with the device and said, you know, this device hasn't met what we want and there's no exact criteria, and then they can take it away from us.
And the people telling you what to do, they don't know how to make a pencil, do they?
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. And, you know, we always joke around it's not brain surgery, but, you know, I did 9 years after medical school, have been in training 10 years, and now I have people that don't know a thing about what I'm doing telling me when I can and can't operate.
All right, Jeff, please keep in touch with us. Well, yeah, I have to go, but this was a very, very crucial call. All right, my friend. Thank you. We'll be right back.
All right, that was the Mark Levin show. That was a broadcast back in 2011, but I thought it was worth re-airing. Brain surgeon being told by, you know, somebody that doesn't know that Orlando, Florida has no ocean view hotels. You know what I mean? They're crazy. And you know, we got to take a break. We got to take a break, but we'll be back with more. Don't go anywhere.
life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate for those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad spectrum immune boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Call Apothecary Herbs toll free 866-229-3663 or online thepowerherbs.com. That's 866-229-3663 or thepowerherbs.com.
Thomas Edison invented the light bulb. Henry Ford, the automobile. And herbalist Wendy Wilson? Well, discover for yourself. Listen to Herb Talk Live.
Don't make the aspirin mistake. Aspirin was discovered by mistake during World War II and suppresses your immune system and prevents blood clotting. Don't expose your body to risk when you can use a natural inflammation and pain reliever called Extra Strength Pain Relief by Apothecary Herbs. Discover the power this formula has with salicin to enter the system in 60 seconds to work hard and relieve pain for 12 hours. Whether it's arthritis, sports injury, or flu, you can relieve aches, pain, and swelling with our Extra Strength Pain Relief formula. Call Apothecary Herbs now, toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at the 3Ws.thepowerherbs.com.
American Voice Radio Network is heard on Galaxy 19 at 97 degrees west, transponder 23, frequency 12115, audio PID 2595. AVR is heard on the left side audio channel, and AVR 2 is heard on the right side audio channel. Remember, both AVR and AVR 2 are on Galaxy 19. Same network, double the choices.
Is your PSA count high? Half of all men over 50 have an enlarged prostate. You can shrink your prostate without harmful drugs or risky surgery. The secret to healing the prostate is to cleanse the prostate and the liver. Call Apothecary Herbs to ask about the Prostate Kit for a comprehensive way to heal and soothe your prostate. Educate yourself on how easy it can be to disinfect, cleanse, and restore your prostate gland. Call Apothecary Herbs for the Prostate Kit and successfully reduce swelling, inflammation, dissolve stones, and cleanse the blood to obtain the results you need. Money-back guarantee with every purchase. Call the experts in organ cleansing. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the Prostate Kit and empower yourself. Toll free 866-229-3663 or international callers 704-875-8010. That's toll free 866-229-3663 or visit the web at thepowerherbs.com.
We're back here in Herb Talk, and we're talking about this Obamacare thing, the Affordable Care Act. And right before the break, we were listening to that little clip from a brain surgeon on the Mark Levin show, what's in there with those death panels. They do exist. Palin was right. You know, and notice the language. You're not a patient under Obama's health care. You know, have you not noticed the change in the labels used to reference human beings lately? I mean, I have. And the dehumanization of man is underway. So no longer are workers sent to personnel. Remember those days? They say, go down to personnel, get you a form, fill it out, whatever. Now they send you to human resources, right? You're not a person any longer, but you're a resource, a commodity. And no longer are patients going to be called patients. They're referred as units, treated like meat, you know, just like the Blue Cross protocol, managed, evaluated, assessed, treated, or maybe not treated, meat. It reminds me of a story out of Ohio about an obstetrician who delivered babies at a hospital, but he also went across the hallway at the same hospital and performed abortions. You know, guess what? We're just going to have our own HMO. Now, the health insurance world calls HMOs, it stands for Health Maintenance Organization, but I call the healthcare God gave us herb medicine options. No insurance card required. So God said in Genesis 1:29-30, herbs are meat and good. And he also said in Psalms 104:14, herbs are here for the service of man. I believe God. Guess what? This is your escape hatch. So more than ever, we will need to do routine organ cleansing to assist our bodies to be healthy. And so we're going to use some of God's good herbs to do that and to boost our immune system, right? Now, if you want to learn how to do that and what herbs are going to be vital for your overall health, well, you can call the experts in immune boosting and organ cleansing. Call the folks at Apothecary Herbs, and you can order your male or your female organ cleanse kit or your cold and flu package, or just get a free product catalog if you want. Their toll-free number is 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663. But if you're outside the U.S., dial 704-885-0277, 704-885-0277. And, of course, their website is thepowerherbs.com, thepowerherbs.com. That's where your healthcare options just became endless. Now, if you are a newsletter subscriber, you can go on the PowerHerbs.com website and click on the newsletters tab. There's a couple of them you can sign up for, and they're free. And you'll get special discounts towards the Apothecary Herbs products. So, like, for instance, this week, subscribers received a 15% discount coupon to use. And they can use it. They can take advantage and stock up for the flu season. Fall's just around the corner. And so if you want to sign up for the American Survival newsletter, which goes out on Tuesdays, or the Health Quest newsletter that goes out on Fridays, you can do so, and they're free. The Health Quest is all about, you know, herb secrets, natural therapies. And the American Survival has folks like Melody Cedarstrom and Alla Dask on the financial markets, Dr. Rebecca Carley regarding your vaccine health info, and also Ty Bollinger from time to time. He joins in, and he's from Cancer Truth Chronicles. And, of course, myself, I write as well. So you get a smattering of health topics and information that you don't want to be without. So check it out, sign up, and be informed, and also you can tap into the discounts for your herbal products, your natural healthcare options, or so your herb medicine options, your own HMO. That's what I say, you know? People just got to stand up. You know what, though? I know that Obama and his administration is targeting the 20-somethings, you know? Kids that are, you know, just out of college or just about to be out of college. Maybe some kids who just finished paying off their student loans. And they're wanting them to sign up $200 a month because they need these kids to, they say, balance out the exchange for the more critically ill and older folks that'll be on the exchange. Sounds like, you know, Social Security to me. All righty. Let's talk about high blood pressure. Because if yours is high now, well, we got herbs for that. Now, statistical data is telling us we got 70 million Americans over 20 years of age having high blood pressure. Goodness. This suggests that one in three Americans has high blood pressure because Some we're being told they have maybe rotten genetics, or they've inherited the disease, or they have a poor lifestyle, or maybe a little of everything, right? But some health experts are speculating 70 to 80% of those with the high blood pressure inherited it. But, you know, you can change all that. You know, even if you think you inherited that, that can be changed. Because think about it. We tend to live and we tend to eat like our ancestors, our family members. And if that's creating high blood pressure, we need to change something. Now, normal blood pressure for adults is around 120 over 80. Blood pressure normally rises 1 point every year until you're in your 70s. And then it kind of levels off. So is there a natural way to bring your blood pressure within normal limits and reduce your risk of heart attack and stroke? Well, we're going to check it out. Let's look at some heart facts first. 74% of Americans with congestive heart failure have blood pressure over 140 over 90. And high blood pressure is more prevalent with African Americans than with their white American counterparts. Also, being overweight by as little as 10 or 20 pounds will increase your blood pressure. Now, before the age of 45, more men than women have high blood pressure. Between the ages of 46 and 64, those percentages between men and women with blood pressure become almost equal. Now, if you have high blood pressure, the over-the-counter cold medicine could be interfering with it. Also, in order for high blood pressure to remain, it needs a host with an inactive lifestyle. So you got to change that. The risk is also greater for heart disease, blood vessel disease, and stroke if you're inactive. Also, the normal blood pressure for most adults, like I said, is 120 over 80. If it is consistently 140 over 90, though, you may have high blood pressure problems and severe heart disease in your future. 69% of Americans who experience their first heart attack have blood pressure that's over 140 over 90. So if you have also diabetes, you're going to be twice as likely to have a blood pressure problem. High blood pressure will damage your arteries, the inner lining. It thickens it and becomes stiff. It blocks blood flow and two vital organs like heart and kidneys and brain, and even your arms and legs. So your blood pressure reading is from the force of the blood against those artery walls and the resistance and the strength of those walls as the blood is circulating. High blood pressure can damage and weaken your brain's blood vessels, and it can also become narrow and even rupture or leak. And then guess what? You need a brain surgeon, and hopefully you won't need an Obama death panel to decide whether you're going to get any surgery. So let's talk about some of the symptoms. Having high blood pressure is going to create various symptoms, like, you know, you may get headaches, especially in the morning, okay? A lot of people with blood pressure issues, when they first wake up, you may have breathing problems and dizziness, a flushed complexion, and even blurred vision. So these symptoms can be seen as heart failure and are indicators that a stroke or even a heart attack is just around the corner. So let's look at how blood pressure is working. Well, your human heart will pump through the blood vessels, the blood flow, and it'll be like in a wave-like pattern. So the highest point of the wave corresponds to the heart's contraction. So the blood pressure at the peak of the heart's contraction is known as your systolic blood pressure. And when the heart relaxes, the blood pressure falls, and the lower level of blood pressure occurs, known as diastolic blood pressure. So if you're told that your blood pressure is 120 over 80, then your systolic pressure is 120 and your diastolic pressure is 80. Now, this is considered an ideal blood pressure for adults. Hypertension is defined as an elevation in the blood pressure if you're entering the high blood pressure zone with a reading, let's say, of 135 systolic pressure over 85 diastolic. So if either the systolic or the diastolic blood pressure is persistently greater than this, then you're going to have a diagnosis of hypertension. Now, if you exercise regularly, you can bring this down. Okay, I'm 52. I exercise almost every day, and I like to get at least 5 days a week in. Sometimes schedule interrupts that, but my blood pressure is 100 over 60, and people just look at me like I'm some freak. But, you know, it's just, you know, herbs and lifestyle eating is healthy and getting that regular exercise in. Well, let's talk about some of what modern medicine will do to treat this blood pressure issue. Hypertension cases, a lot of times you'll have water retention. The excess water will push down on the circulatory system and increase your blood pressure. So what medicine, what your doctor's answer to that is to remove some of that water from your blood using diuretics. So blood is 90% water by volume. Less blood means less blood pressure. So they're artificially lowering the blood pressure but not addressing the cause. So did you know that this therapy is similar, actually, to the bloodletting they did in the Middle Ages when physicians would bleed patients to lower blood pressure? But in most cases, the water retention, called edema, is a result of an imbalance in your salt and your minerals in your body, your magnesium and the electrolytes. So water and salt are counter-regulatory, and you're probably not using organic sun-dried salt. You're probably using that, you know, processed white stuff that's going to give you hypertension. But salt with all your electrolyte minerals, the, you know, essential minerals, 84 of them, support the cardiovascular system. And you'll use a third less salt anyway. So it'll strengthen the artery cell walls, the veins. It's just wonderful. So make sure you check out some real authentic Celtic salt. If you're looking for that, the powerherbs.com website has it. The folks at Apothecary Herbs have it. And they can even send you a sample in a catalog that they have if you want. Well, let's look at some of the causes of the blood pressure issue. We tend to eat like our ancestors, like I mentioned. So your lifestyle needs an evaluation. You need to change some things. Overeating is one of the biggest culprits to high blood pressure, which often leads to diabetes. So eating the wrong foods is really a big contributor to hypertension. Foods that are made with processed salt and flour and sugar, you should avoid those. Also, these and other foods will irritate the liver and kidneys and exacerbate the problem. And what about the blood itself? Well, to understand how to cure your high blood pressure and the cholesterol, you first have to know what's going on with the body and address the cause. So your blood pressure goes up when your brain chemically signals through the central nervous system that it's not getting enough oxygen-rich blood up there. So the blood is defaulted because it is not thick. It's too thick. It's not thin enough. Our blood should be the consistency of water, not molasses. So it's harder for the heart to pump thicker blood to the brain. And that usually thick blood comes from improper diet, lifestyle. So our blood, like I said, should be like water, not molasses. And when it's thick, we wear out the heart trying to pump this thick blood throughout the body. And the blood can also become full of waste material, waste matter, instead of the blood that needs to contain oxygen and nutrition. So to counteract the high blood pressure, what modern medicine will do is prescribe those statin drugs to block that signal that the brain is sending to the heart. Therefore, you will be on the statin drugs for life because your brain, even though the signal's not getting to the heart to increase blood pressure, it still continues to send that warning signal and increases in strength goes on. And if you stop those blood pressure drugs, that abnormally strong signal would shoot down the central nervous system to your heart and you'd probably have a heart attack. So that's why they tell you don't ever go off your blood pressure medicine like that. Modern medicine does really nothing to address the cause of your blood pressure, and it just manages it. That you are a patient for life, and when you're on these drugs, if you heard my interview with Shane Ellison from the author of An Over-the-Counter Natural Cures, The People's Chemist, his website is The People's Chemist, he'll tell you that these drugs lead to heart failure, congestive heart failure, always. The zipper is in your future, by the way. So if you know what that means, it means open-heart surgery. So who wants to live like that? You're living with disease. You're not curing anything when you do that. And if you really want to know High blood pressure is a constipation of the circulatory system. And when you're constipated and you can't have a bowel movement, what do you want to do? You want to clear the blockage, right? Well, the same thing, you got to just do it in the blood system, the coronary system. You have to clean it up. So what are some of the tools that you can use to clean that up? Well, you want to first adjust that lifestyle. You want to get rid of those unhealthy foods that tend to constipate the circulatory system and remove a lot of the waste matter that is in the blood. What health herbalists will tell you is you have dirty blood, especially if you're diabetic. You have dirty blood, a lot of waste material in there. So cleansing and nourishing your system will always strengthen it, not weaken it. Okay? Always when you evaluate natural therapies, if you're looking for options, you want to ask yourself, is this going to strengthen me or make me weak and dependent? So always evaluate it like that. So cleansing and nourishing the system is going to strengthen you. And you're going to need to cleanse the entire system, wherever there is waste material. This is how the body gets rid of waste material, which are toxic to the body. The blood will take waste material from the cells, from the lungs, the carbon monoxide, all that stuff, and it'll go through the liver. And the liver has to manufacture enzymes to neutralize those poisons, and the waste material from that is discharged to the gallbladder. The gallbladder will disperse those residues through the duodenum to the bowel and urinary to leave the body. So you have to cleanse the bowel first, urinary system. You work in reverse to open up those elimination channels because you don't want a backlog of toxins when you start to cleanse. So you always do bowel first, urinary tract, liver and gallbladder, and then blood system is always last, okay? And I've never seen this fail, where when people do it right and they're working hard, okay, they're not messing around, they're adjusting that lifestyle, they're getting more fresh fruits and vegetables and whole grains into the diet, and they're getting rid of the pastries and the cakes and the Yahoo chocolate milk and the pepperoni pizza and the alcohol and the cigarettes if they're smokers. If they do their due diligence and they clean up their act, and then they use some really good cleanses and circulatory herbs. There's lots of herbs for the coronary system, heart system. There's hawthorn berries. There's habanero cayenne. There's motherwort. There's garlic, which is a natural blood thinner. Once they do that, you know, if you're in trouble, if you are on the brink of trouble, this is what I would do if I was you, because I don't give medical advice, but I can tell you what I would do if I had heart disease and it was serious. Okay, I would go on a vegetarian diet immediately, get all those animal products out of the way, okay, and do the cleanses and do the heart herbs, and I'm going to say in 30 days, my blood pressure is going to be in normal range, 30 days, okay? That's how effective those things are, okay? But you can't be cheating. And then you got to work in some exercise, you know. The body is designed to move. It's designed to be in motion, okay? And it keeps the brain functioning and alert, cognitive abilities working, okay? I just saw a study where kids who watch TV have less cognitive ability, less imagination, less focus because of TV watching. You know, the kids are born to be outside, running around, climbing trees, chasing butterflies, looking at caterpillars, you know, instead of watching the TV. So that's what I would do if I had a serious heart condition problem. I would take control and I would do the hard work, because it's going to be hard work. It's going to be conscientious effort. It's going to be no backsliding, and I'm going to get better. And I'm not going to have to take drug management therapies for the rest of my life. I'm not going to be under the auspices of the Affordable Care Act and co-pays and high drug premium rates. Oh, no, I'm not. I'm going to believe what God said. And he said, herbs are here for the service of man, and they are good. I believe him. And, you know, God can't lie. And for goodness sake, he spoke everything into existence. You know, this whole theory about evolution, there was a bunch of nothingness that all came together one day, and bang, everything just appeared out of nothing. Now, there's a higher authority, and I trust that authority. And it's a hard thing to fall into the hands of the living God, but, you know, if he said it, and he spoke it, and it became a reality, and when he says herbs are here for the service of man, they are meat. That's right, first chapter of Genesis 29 and 30. Herbs are meat. That means they have such nutritional elements, such service to our body, that it's more powerful than a steak on a plate. A lot of people think of protein and power through, you know, animal foods. God says there's more protein and strength in these plants than in a whole cow. That's right. So I want you to learn how to tap into them, be confident, be empowered, right? Yeah? Be independent of all these medical shackles, because this is what we've done to ourselves. I mean, we've got this Affordable Care Act that's just going to totally ruin what good our medical industry has, you know, because I think, you know, there's a lot of good in the medical industry, you know, triage, emergency care, but for prevention, you know, medicine only has toxic drugs. But they do have a good place as far as healthcare goes, and that is, you know, stabilizing people who are injured. So I just think this is going to be a population reduction exercise that the government's gonna try. Are you gonna let them? That's the question. Are righteous men and women gonna stand up across this country and say, "No, I'm not gonna let you dictate that to me. I can choose. And I'm not going to pay a fine because you say." That's how I feel. I don't know about you, but that's just how I feel about it. You know, I think we live in interesting times. And I think, you know, God raised us up in a time such as this. This is our moment to shine. This is our moment to make a difference. This is our moment to make a living and make a difference at the same time. You know, you're supposed to let that, you're supposed to be salt sometimes, you know. You're supposed to be agitating to the wicked. You're supposed to also warn the wicked with the word of God. That's the Great Commission. So pray continuously, help the brethren, and fulfill the Great Commission. Yeah, that's our job. Well, I'm almost out of time, folks, and I want to encourage you. I don't want you to be all bummed out, because there is a way. You have an escape hatch. You have choices. You have God on your side, and he is on his throne. And all you got to do is ask, because you have not because you ask not, so don't neglect to ask. And coming up next week, Dr. Carly's going to be here on the 20th, and then we're going to have Melanie Cedarstrom. She hasn't been with us in a long time, so she's going to be with us on the 22nd. She is the head of Discount Gold and Silver Trading. You can find her banner to link up to her website. It's on our links page at thepowerherbs.com. So she's going to be with us a week from tonight. And we got to ask her stuff like, you know, I know nothing about gold and silver, but I want some backup currency. So what should I look for? How much can I invest? What should I invest? You know, she's going to let us know how to do that. Hope you can join us. The information presented, not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease. Seek medical advice from a licensed medical physician, if you dare, before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Until next time, I wish you all to be well.